Hearing is conditional use number 2390, Taylor Mill Road Solar One LLC.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a solar farm to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broad Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 79.59 acres more or less. The property is lying on the south side of Taylor Mill Road, which is Sussex County Rec 467B, the west side of Fire Terror Road, which is Sussex County Rec 479, and the east side of County Seat Highway, which is Rec 9, at the intersection of County Seat Highway and Fire Terror Road. The 911 address is not available, and the tax parcel ID is District 232, Map 7, Parcel 3.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's site plan, we have a copy of the applicant's exhibits, we have a copy of the Dale Dot Service Level Evaluation Response, we have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, we have a copy of the staff analysis, and we have a copy of one letter received, which is in support, I believe. Thank you.
Okay, is there anyone here representing this application? Okay, step right up. Give us your
name.
Thank
you, Mr. Chairman. Good evening, everyone. Good evening, commissioners. My name is Claire Habel. I'm with New Leaf Energy. I'm here to talk to you about Taylor Mill Road Solar One. We do have actually sent over a couple of slides that are in a PDF form. If you don't mind bringing them up, that might help us facilitate the conversation. While it's getting pulled up, I'll just preface and say I'll be pretty brief. As I preview the project, I'll highlight the things I know you all are looking for, the change to the landscape, considerations about the use of the land, neighbor engagement, and things of that nature. And we do have some extra slides at the end that might help answer any other questions that get a bit deeper. But at the onset, I'm just going to go brief over the top, and we'll let you all ask me questions that are most important to you.
Okay.
Wonderful. As I mentioned, my name is Claire Habel with New Leaf Energy. I'm here with Sean Brandt, our project civil engineer. And also some engineer support from Colliers Engineering, Richard Roseberry. I have on the first slide just a quick overview of what I wanted to talk to you guys about, which is going to be very briefly who we are and who our company is, so you know who you're talking to right now. And then we'll talk a little bit about the site, its current state, why it's good for a solar facility. And then Sean will take over and tell you a little bit more about the site plan and those more civil engineering details he can speak better to than I can. So to start off, like I said, my name is Claire Habel. I've been with New Leaf Energy for about 2 years. Sean also has been with New Leaf for about 2 years. I have Jet Dickey on there as well. He can't be with us tonight, but he's been a pretty integral part of putting together a great application for this project. You can go on to the next slide if you would. I won't bore you with our history, but I think the main takeaway here is New Leaf is a new name on the block, but we're not a new kid on the block. We stem from a company called Borrego Solar that's been around for 40 years. We split off from the company to be our own standalone development company. So we have tons of experience, all the same folks, all the same operations, things that are tried and true. Just a new name, not a new kid. Great. I just want to orient you all and everyone watching as well where this site is located. It's just right outside of Laurel. Across the crossroads are Highway 9 and Taylor Mill Road, which is why we are calling this Taylor Mill Road Solar. And then Fire Tower Road also encompasses this lot. And it's situated just right next to the Laurel Fire Department Station, Sycamore Number 2. And around it is just agricultural activity. There's some chicken coops, some farming, and then residential homes. Giving you a little bit of information about the site. This is owned by the Givens family. It's been in their family for over 50 years, currently owned by Minus Givens. I did submit a letter from Mr. Givens that you all can review about his motivations for wanting to lease his land for solar. Primarily my last point, I think it's important to highlight the two main things that Mr. Givens is most interested in is securing long-term income for generations to come, but most importantly, keeping this land in the Givens name while still earning income, not seeing it go to some other kind of development. The lot is about just shy of 80 acres. We're proposing to use just shy of 20 acres for a solar facility. And right now the land is being used for farming, and we intend to keep farming on the parcel as well, using the other half of the parcel opposite of the solar facility. Next slide, please. Wonderful. I know you guys know all about the benefits of community solar, but I just wanted to point out why this lot in particular is a great one for a solar site. Not only, of course, it's a good neighbor, we know that, they're quiet, they pay taxes, they keep their lawn mowed, all that stuff. But this site's particularly suitable. It's right next to a firehouse. That has benefits I don't think I need to highlight too much. It does have three-phase power lines very close by. That's necessary for projects of this size to connect to the grid and transmit that energy to a substation. The substation is pretty close by, too. It's only about 2 miles away, making a really good site for solar. And then lastly, there are no wetlands on site. There's really nothing we had to plan around. We didn't have to get creative by avoiding a stream or anything like that. It's flat, it's dry, it's a perfect site for solar, in our opinion. I just wanna talk a little bit about the neighbor engagement that was conducted. I identified 16 abutting neighbors or folks that are nearby this property. They received written notice with FedEx, and I have provided the FedEx tracking numbers to the commission. I've made phone calls to those folks as well. I'm happy to say I did get to speak to three people on the phone, which is very lightning. It doesn't always happen that way. People see a weird number call and they don't answer. All right, but I was able to talk to two residential neighbors and then actually the fire chief, Chief Hill from the fire station. The two folks I talked to on the phone, they live off of Taylor Mill Road, so the front of their house, their picture window, are facing our proposed project. Both of those folks didn't have any negative things to say. One of them did submit a letter of support, and they're pleased to see that we have incorporated a vegetative buffer that will give them something nice to look at out of those picture windows. I'll hand it over to Sean, who's going to talk a little bit more about the layout of the project and highlight some of those things that you care about in the ordinance.
I'm Sean Brandt. I'm a project engineer on this this project. And as you know, we submitted our application back in July of 2022. And a few things on the project, the layout have changed just to accommodate the updates to your ordinance and be as in compliance as we could be. We made sure that all the setbacks have been increased to the current ones. We've added vegetation completely surrounding the project, and one additional thing I want to note is that we have been in communication with DelDOT. We obviously did the service level evaluation form and got some feedback. There's really nothing there, and then more recently they questioned why we're going to be accessing it off of County Highway, and we are looking to potentially move that to Fire Tower Road. So it's an easy fix. It's the least busy road, which is the reason we would want to go for that one.
It's their preference for you to stay off of those major roads. So
yeah. So that just wanted to bring up that that note though, because our plan doesn't reflect that, but we are discussing that. If you want to move on to the next slide, this one lays out our provided setbacks and the current required setbacks. You can see the darker line around the array is the vegetation. Obviously this system will comply with all of the requirements. So that the roadway going in, the 7-foot fence all the way around, the locks, the everything. So I think that's it for me.
Just some visual renderings to showcase what the view shed might look like with a solar facility here. As I mentioned, currently it's an open field. Different things are being grown there. With this rendering, you can see what the vegetative buffer will look like at maturation 5 years in. It doesn't change much of the visual landscape here. You can see this is from Taylor Mill Road facing south. So on the other side of the trees is going to be where the firehouse is. You can go to the next slide for a different angle. This is off of Fire Tower Road facing southwest. Mr. Reber is here. I know we were talking about your home. So this is gonna be pretty much right in front of your place. It's gonna show you the buffer going up the Fire Tower Road side and also the Taylor Mill Road side. Go to the next slide, please. Thank you. And then this is from Fire Tower Road facing northwest. So same position, different angle. You go to the next. Just wanted to let everyone know this is our contact information. Folks that are neighbors to the site have my contact as well. But if anyone did have follow-up questions, this is the right numbers, the right emails to use if you had follow-up. There are other slides as well. They're more just appendixes. If there was something that was asked of us, we can get into the details. And of course, they're here for your review as well. I don't think I need to take any more time unless you would like us to.
They're in the record, so they're part of the public record. If any of the commissioners have a question about any of those things, we can certainly refer to them this evening, so.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
And with that, we'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. And we'll start with Mr. Mears.
No questions.
Okay, Mr. Collins?
No questions.
Butler?
I have one. Will you be stalling a Knox box for Mr. Chief Jeff Hill?
What was that? I'm sorry?
You'll be stalling a Knox box on the gate for Mr. Chief Hill.
A lock box?
No, a Knox box.
A Knox box. I feel like that should be an answer. Yes.
And then the distance for the driveway, once again, that's 30 feet going in between. 30
feet between the?
The driveway into the main part of the solar panels.
Yeah, it's, if you can go back to the slide with our layout, it is.
Yeah, hard to see from here.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you have to come to the microphone if you're going to talk, sorry.
If you could come to the mic, please.
I was just going to mention, again, that will likely move to Fire Tower Road.
Right.
Is that a requirement? I can't remember. Is it 26 feet for the fire marshal?
I don't know what the fire marshal requirement is.
Has the plan been submitted to the fire marshal at this point?
They'll have to go through the.
Has not been submitted to the fire marshal.
Okay. Well, of course, you'll need to comply with whatever their regulations are, and that, of course,
absolutely,
is part of our. Be part of the site plan process if you get approved. So whatever it is, they'll have to comply.
The beauty of this site is that there is quite a bit of flexibility in the amount of space that we do have. And so we're happy to remain flexible in that site plan process.
All right. Anything else, Mr. Butler?
Nope.
Okay.
Thanks, Mr.
Mr. Whitehouse?
None for me, thank you.
Just kind of an observation. One thing, I guess, is the land around it outside of the buffer going to still be farmed, because it strikes me that if corn's planted there, that's going to further screen beyond just the evergreen trees that are planted.
That was our thought too. We're hoping to keep some agricultural activity here. That's why we have positioned the project in the location it is, tucked back in a corner. We'd like to see the other half of this parcel continue to be farmed, whether that's corn or another crop.
I'm curious, is the point of connection, who's it with? Is it with Delmarva Power?
That's right.
Or the Exelon or whatever? Okay. Yeah, whatever they're called now. Okay. That's just curious about that.
Yeah, of course.
Right. Thanks.
Okay. All right. If you take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone who would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2390 Taylor Mill Road Solar LLC? Anyone like to speak in favor? Would anyone like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2390? Come on up, sir.
Ronald Conaway. I have lived at my present residence for 60 years. My property joins right directly with, minus is from my point and on the Route 9 all the way to the end.
Okay.
We're neighbors.
Okay.
I have a poultry farm.
Okay.
And one of my concerns is runoff. And if you'll look at the picture she's had on the south, looking south onto the property, I'll show you something. Can you bring that picture up? The south,
sure.
looking. That's not the right, that's the one.
Okay.
You see that little thing stuck up in the air? That's one of my feed bins, okay? So now that there's a hill right there, and the water flows both ways. It comes onto my property and goes down to a bottom. No ditches, it soaks into the ground. So I catch a lot of water off that land. My concern is what did it do for grass and weed control?
Yeah, well, we'll ask that question for you.
Pardon?
We will ask them that question.
Okay. Because if they use a herbicide, which sterilizes the ground, and it comes across and get in my wells, which it would, Purdue checks every flock. They take their fat pads and check for chemicals. If they find chemicals in my chickens, I'm out of business.
Understand.
Okay. One of the other concerns is this a phase? Right now, they're sitting all the way in the back. My chicken houses cover them. When you can't see them coming east, you can't even see them back there.
Right.
Because my chicken houses block all that view. After this phase, will they come back and want to put more panels in?
Well, if they do,
they have to go through this all over again, because the only thing they're going to get approved for is what's on this drawing. That's it. There won't be any other. We're not approving any other phases. They'll have to come back through the whole process again.
Okay.
So I would tend to doubt it, because these projects, as I understand them, are normally sized. They're a specific size. They can't just put as much as they want out there. The power company kind of tells them how much they can have. And not that that couldn't change, but they can't change anything without coming back through this process and notifying you. You would definitely be notified as an adjoining property owner.
Okay, now my house is going to be within 500 feet of solar panels.
Uh-huh.
My home.
Yes, sir.
And it's going to decrease the value of my home.
Well, I'm not trying to be smart, but I have to ask this question. Are you a real estate person or a licensed appraiser? I mean, is this an expert opinion you're giving me, or is this just something you're telling me you're concerned about?
That's my concern.
That's your concern.
That's
okay.
My concern.
Okay.
Because if I was going to buy a house, I wouldn't buy it next to a solar panel farm.
Okay. All right.
One last thing, and electric's a funny thing. It's very useful when we need it. But if you go to dig, you get a person that type of little meter goes along and sprays it and shows you right where it is, right? This utility is what we usually get.
Okay, right,
they come along and they mark where the line is.
Yeah.
They can be a foot one way or the other off. But I can take two pieces of copper wire, take a piece of wire and strip all the, and bend it in an angle and hold it in my hand straight out. And when you go to that wire, it goes, they don't go one way or the other, they split right. Whatever. What's making it do that? Try it sometime. It's amazing. Just hold them one hand and they'll go, you think you're like a water witch, but it's not. And it'll show you right where that wire is. You'll be right over top of the wire.
I'm sure there's an answer to that question, but I'm also sure that I don't know.
Well, I don't either, but I know there's going to be a lot of wires out there in there. Yeah.
Yeah. So. Okay.
Next thing is, this thing going to be a benefit to me.
Is it going to be a benefit to you?
Well, it'll help my electric bill.
Well, it might in the long run. I'll ask them that question, how that might apply to you. I'll ask them.
Okay. Well, it's right there, so I just wanted to.
Okay.
That's it.
All right, sir. All right. We appreciate you sharing your comments with us. All right, I'm going to ask the applicant to have either whichever of your experts you want to have address this gentleman's two things I heard him ask. One is about the herbicides and the runoff and the possibility of contamination from that. That's one question. The second question is, how will this facility benefit the neighbors?
Sure. Thank you for those questions. I'll answer the second question first, because it is fairly simple to answer, and then I can defer to Sean to address the first question stated. How this project may benefit the residents that live around it, is that the answer is it could. This project is supposed to be part of Delmarva's community solar program. We know that that community solar program is designed to increase access to clean energy and to provide cost savings to those who subscribe to the program. So it does require a customer to register or to subscribe to a community solar program at no additional cost, and there are cost savings. We estimate about 10% cost savings on the bill.
So they don't pay anything. They register, doesn't cost anything to register, and then they share in the benefit from the generation from this particular site. Is that?
That's right, and I say it in that way that there is no cost to join, because there are other utilities that have green programs where you pay an additional, you know, 10, 15 bucks a month to say that your power comes from green energy. This program is not like that. This program is subscribing to a power that is from a clean energy source.
Well, they can contact you about that.
Absolutely, yes.
They'll contact you.
That's right. And I can defer to Sean unless there's follow-up questions.
Okay, yeah, no, I think we're good. Come on up and tell us about it. That's a good question about the weed killer and all that. So tell us how that's going to work. Are we using anything like that?
No, we prefer not to use pesticides or herbicides or anything like that. We will use mechanical means for vegetation control and so mowing.
Okay, now I'm sure somebody along the way has explained to you that this is a conditional use application, and with those, we can impose very specific conditions. If we were to impose the condition that no herbicides would be used on this property, is that something that you would object to?
We would not, no.
All right. Well, then I think we can take care of that issue.
Right. Okay. And,
all right, sir. Thank you.
There were stormwater runoff concerns?
Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to...
Well, might as well. Come on. Well, yeah. Yeah, if the water's going there, yeah.
Yeah, good evening. Rick Roseberry with Colliers Engineering. One of the nice things about these solar projects is that there is no mass grading.
Hold on for a second. Ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, the conversation's up here. It's up here. Just let this gentleman speak. You asked him a question. He's trying to answer it. You can't listen to him and listen to her at the same time. Go ahead.
Yeah, so first, there's no mass grading performed with these type of projects. You're not stripping off topsoil, regrading the ground. You're literally using the ground in its current condition, putting the posts in. So there's no alterations of moving stormwater from one location or another. And you're actually improving the ground surface conditions because you're taking a ground that's currently being used in a row crop condition that actually has more runoff than what is in the post-development condition of a meadow mix. So we'll be reducing the rate and volume of runoff by changing the ground cover, not altering where the water flows, should be an improvement in stormwater.
Okay, so what you're saying is that your activity should result in less runoff.
Absolutely.
Than what it might be experiencing when it's being tilled. Is that correct?
Yeah, and I can say that because it is a row crop.
Okay.
If we were cutting down trees, it would be a different situation.
Okay. All right, sir. And you agree with the no pesticide situation?
Yes.
Okay. All right, sir. Thank you. Take a seat. Good. Okay, who's next? Who else would like to speak in opposition? Anyone else? Anybody else want to come? Come on up.
My name is Sean Donaway. I live on County Seat Highway. My property, the back of the property, adjoins this field that we're proposing.
Okay.
I had a couple concerns, which they are seem to be addressing. The one is the gravel road that is in the pictures that we have that we've been presented, travel the back of my property and come out on County Seat Highway. The state of Delaware has been changing up intersections and things to come more on a 90-degree angle into major roads, and this is on about a 45-degree angle or less, which could be hazardous. Also, the proposed plan as right now, I mean, they've said they're proposing to go toward the fire station, but that's not what is proposed right now. They have several things that are listed on the proposal with switches and things that are right on the edge of my property in County Seat Highway. Earlier, with one of the votes that you were having, Mr. Robertson said that one of the things was, you know, minimal noise and minimal things. It's probably very minimal if it's not close to your house. All these things right there are very close to my bedroom window. So I have a concern about that. Another concern I have is in this field throughout the year, there are many bald eagles that use this field. During the bald eagle mating season, there's been as many as 37 bald eagles out in this field, and they stay out there for about 2 weeks during that time. I don't know how this will affect that. I've looked for studies on it online and haven't seen any like that. So that's one of my questions.
All right, sir. Thank you. For the applicant, there's... you addressed the issue. I believe he's talking about the entrance road from Route 9, which is going to be changed. We're not going to be doing that on Route 9. That's what you're saying, correct?
Correct. That's going to be moved to Fire Tower Road.
And are the
inverters or somewhere in close proximity to his home? Is this what we're talking about?
The inverters are not, but the point of interconnection is in the direction of his home.
Is there a noise that comes from that?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. All right, then. All right, thank you. All right, would anyone else like to speak in opposition? I'll ask the question, but it to me, it's rather self-evident. If you look at the picture, there's plenty of places for 37 eagles to sit down, so I'm not too worried about the eagles. So is there anyone else who would like to speak in opposition? All right, anyone on the commission have any further questions? Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening and see if we make a decision or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you.